Now to the remarkable story of an Indian woman who her family thought had died in 1976. And it was no ordinary death. Because it was apparently from a snake bite, she wasn't cremated, but was left floating in the River Ganges. But now there's been a new twist in the tale, as our South Asia editor, Charles Haviland, reports.
She'd lost her memory and had no idea she had five children from two marriages. She told the BBC she was saved by boatmen 300 kilometres downstream. Years later, in a different city, she was taken in by a family, married again and had more children. Recently, a chance encounter with a woman from her native village jogged her memory, prompting her to return and amaze her older sons and daughters.
Construction has begun on the first bridge to connect Russia and China. It's taken nearly three decades of negotiations to get this far. Our Asia-Pacific editor, Michael Bristow, told me more.
Well, this bridge goes from the Chinese city of Heihe to Blagoveshchensk on the other side of the river. It stretches about a kilometre over the Amur River. If it's completed, it will be the first one between Russia and China, which is quite incredible considering that these two countries share a border about 4,000 kilometres long. The reason they're doing it now is that China and Russia want to boost trade between the two countries, and obviously you need the infrastructure in order to do that. You need bridges, you need roads, you need railways, you need all that kind of thing. In the past, it hasn't happened because in the 60s and 70s there were several skirmishes between China and the Soviet Union, and that kind of thing tends to dampen talk of bridges and communications between two countries. So it's really taken them up until now just to get their act together.
And what were some of the key sort of sticking points or the things that were holding this up for so long?
Well, it's difficult to say because it's like the overall negotiations and trade relationship between China and Russia. They have, very officially, a warm relationship. They talk about boosting trade to about $100 million each year. President Putin and Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, always get together and talk warmly. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of doing things, there always seems to be a problem. So, for example, there's another bridge along the same river which has been nearly completed. The Chinese have completed their side of it. The Russians haven't done their building work yet. There just seems to be a sticking point.